Like many residents in Western New York and Southern Ontario, Wayne Gates knows what it's like to get stuck in bridge traffic.
I actually took in the Buffalo Bison game last week because I wanted to see Jose Bautista play, and I waited an hour and a half to get back into Canada.
Gates, a member of Ontario's provincial parliament, represents Fort Erie, Niagara Falls, and Niagara-on-the-Lake. He says the delays are not good for jobs, tourism, or manufacturing in the U.S. or Canada. He says staffing levels took a hit earlier this year when Ottawa began requiring border guards to carry firearms.
This is strictly a lack of hiring by the federal government, a lot of foresight to see what would happen. I think it was March 31st, 2016, the border guards were required to have firearms. They knew because they know their employees that there is going to be some that could not perform that part of the function, and they would have to be taken off and given other duties, and that cut down on staff times.
The problem is, Gates says, the issue can't be fixed overnight.
The hiring process is long and requires a lot of screening and a lot of training at the CBSA College.
To help ease delays, Congressman Brian Higgins of Buffalo says he plans to reach out to his federal counterparts in Ottawa. Higgins says tie-ups on local bridges are not only frustrating for travelers, they pose a serious health risk.
The source of what triggers asthma in kids in poor air quality is idling diesel engines. So if you have volume delays because of short staffing, that should be addressed, not only for an economic and transportation standpoint, but also a public health standpoint as well. So we will urge, in the strongest terms possible, fixing of this problem.
Gates is planning to do the same. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.